It is hard to believe that it is a new year. I don't know about you, but I am actually really excited about 2024. I've been doing some reflection recently and thinking about the growth that I've had over the past year, thinking about how the sessions have gone when I have been working with a coach, thinking about what I've been learning about what God has been doing in my life. And as I was thinking about that, and looking back at some of my reflections in my journal, I was amazed to see the growth in my clarity about how I want to run my business, about what I see for my next 3, 5, 10 years. It's been kind of fuzzy over the past couple of years, and this past year has had a lot of times where puzzle pieces were just falling into place. And I am really excited that you get to be a part of that. You'll be hearing more about my vision in the coming months and probably in the coming years as things slowly start to move. It's not something that's going to happen right away. And I'm okay with that. I'm learning to live in the moment and savor the journey that God has me on. So today's episode is actually going to set the stage for some of what is coming in 2024. I've had a lot of people ask me what coaching is, and the easiest way to explain it is that as a coach, I partner with you to help you achieve your goals and dreams. The coaching relationship looks different for every single client because our personalities and our situations are all different. We all need something different. We need a different level of support. We're all going through different things. But what doesn't change is the process that we use during a coaching conversation. In this episode, I want to share with you those 3 steps that I use with any coaching conversation, whether it is with a client, whether I'm talking with my daughters and helping them work through something, or I'm working on something for myself. I go through the same 3 steps. Then at the end of the episode, after I share these 3 steps with you, I want to provide a little bit of vision about what's coming for 2024 and how we will be using this GAP process in all of those situations. We're going to look at the GAP process or this coaching process in terms of how we solve problems. We typically try to solve problems as quickly as possible, but rushing to a solution may not actually address the root cause of the problem. To address the root cause, I like to think about overcoming the problem by closing the gap. This GAP acronym can help you remember the 3 steps of the process that we're going to cover today. They are goals, awareness, and plan. So that first step is to identify your goal or what you want to accomplish. You can consider your answers to the following questions. What problem are you trying to solve? What makes this important to you at this time? And what one specific outcome would you like to have after you close the gap? The second step in this process is to increase your awareness. During this step, try to think about your situation from different perspectives. We can become so bogged down in the details that we lose sight of the bigger picture. It's like the difference between an ant walking through the grass and a bird flying over the grass. It may be helpful to work through some reflection questions or have a coach or a friend, your spouse, ask you questions that begin with what. When we begin questions with what, it allows us to explore very broadly. Questions that begin with why often cause us to get defensive and start explaining or defending why we are doing or did something. Questions that begin with how also put us into that explanation mode. So when we try to begin questions with what, it allows us to explore from many different perspectives. I don't always succeed, but I am trying to phrase all of the questions that I ask, whether it's with a client or with my family or friends, I begin them with what. Now, the final step is to create a plan. Consider the outcomes that you wanted to achieve in that first step and the awareness that you gained as you develop this plan of action to close your gap. Now, it might be helpful to identify specific action steps and obstacles that you might encounter. Think about how you could overcome the challenges, and don't forget any accountability or resources that you might need to make it happen. As we work together in a coaching relationship, we would come back to this process during each session to help you identify what you want to achieve during that coaching session, and then gain the awareness about it and create a plan of action. You may not even realize that we're doing that, but this is the three-step process that I have in the back of my mind as I'm asking you questions. First, I want to make sure that we know what we're trying to achieve. And then I want to help you open up your perspective and increase your awareness about the situation, explore it from different perspectives before you then take the final step of making a plan of action. But now that you know the gap process, you can also use this as you coach yourself or others. The more that you practice it, the easier and more natural it becomes. I found that when I'm faced with a problem that I want to solve or a question that I want to answer, I come back to these steps in my journaling. They've helped me to coach myself through many situations, and I hope that they can help you too. As I mentioned at the very beginning, I want to tell you how this gap process is also impacting some offerings that I have for 2024 for you. First of all, of course, if you want to partner with me as a coach, I would love to chat with you. You can schedule a free discovery call. I'll leave the link in the show notes for that. And we can discuss coaching. We can discuss what it might look like, how it might be helpful for you, and if it's even the right step for you. You can also schedule a strategy session if you know exactly what you want to cover and you are ready to jump in. We can put this three-step process into action to help you solve your problem. I'm also really excited about a new offering that I'm going to have for this year, and that is almost monthly workshops. I'm planning to have about 10 workshops this year, and each of those workshops is going to be focused on helping you to close the gap in a particular area of your life. For example, the January workshop, which is coming up on either January 15th or January 18th, is going to be about creating routines that actually work for you. You need to have a customized approach because what you need is different than what somebody else might need. I will be walking you through a process that I helped one of my clients use to create several routines for her and her family. You'll leave that workshop with an action plan ready for you to implement to create a new routine. We'll be working through these three steps in that workshop. Future workshops will address different areas of our lives that prevent us from pursuing our dreams, from having that home atmosphere that you want to have. There will be a variety of topics, and I don't have all of them planned out yet, so you can be checking back. I'll leave the link in the show notes, but it will be at crystalwagner.net/events. I'll have all of them listed. I'll have the links there for you to register for the session that works for you. Each of these workshops will include a short bit of teaching, and that may be all at once, or it may be spread throughout the workshop, along with time for you to spend in reflection or working through some exercises. And possibly in breakout groups, could be individual, depends on the topic. But there will be time for you to come up with your plan. There will be time for coaching. I like to call it Q&A coaching because sometimes you have a question that has a real simple answer, and I'm going to try to my best to answer those for you. But a lot of times, the questions that you have are very specific to you, and so I will use that time to help you figure out what it is that you need to do to take the next step forward. And the best part is that these workshops are only $10 per participant. There will be a limit of 15 participants in each workshop so that we can have plenty of time for you to get the individual attention that you need. So you can find details on the events page. And if there is a topic that you really want covered, I would love it if you would email me and let me know. You can email me at crystal@crystalwagner.net and tell me what you're struggling with. Tell me what you would like to see in a workshop, something that you maybe need a little bit of information on, or just that time and space to be able to work through it. And some of these I might repeat. If we have a good turnout, if there's a lot of interest and it fills up, or if you just can't attend that session, let me know. I have a waiting list that you can sign up for, and let me know which workshops that you are interested in, and I can offer those again sometime in later in the year. I absolutely love working with small groups to help you overcome obstacles, to help you learn something new. It is one of my favorite ways to use the gifts that God has given me. I love teaching and facilitating and coaching, and this allows me to combine all of that into one. So I hope that you'll join us at some point this year in one of those workshops. And let me know if you have a question, if you have something you want covered, or if you have a small group of friends that you want to get together and have a private workshop, let me know. I would love to talk with you about that. I hope that this episode has been helpful and you understand the gap process a little bit more and can start to apply that to situations that come up in your life. Remember that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and let your light shine as you share your gifts, talents, and passions with the world. Thanks for joining me on the Purposeful Impact podcast. I pray that today's episode blessed you and that you found encouragement and practical tips. If so, would you share this episode with someone else so that they can be blessed too? I'd also appreciate it if you would take 30 seconds and leave a rating and review in your podcast app. Leaving a review helps other homeschool parents find the podcast and know if it's a good fit for them. Thanks so much for helping to spread the word.